John Fazzullo, the photographer who took this picture, describes the day of the fire.
As I was going out onto the bridge, one of the Poughkeepsie Journal photographers, his name was Whitey. It was a nickname, and Whitey was a legally blind albino. He could see shapes, and he could make things out, and he was walking out onto the bridge as I was, so we kind of teamed up, and we got out to where the firemen were, and they were busy fighting the fire, so, you know, they didn't say anything to us. After about maybe 15 or 20 minutes, I happened to look over the railing of the bridge and realized that we were over the top of a propane tank farm that was being hosed down by the fire department. So I told Whitey where we were and that maybe we better, you know, get our behinds out of here. And he concurred. You know, so, you know, we beat it off the bridge, and I ran down to the Newburgh Beacon News office where I knew the editor of the paper at the time. And I walked into his office and I stood in the doorway, and he was on the phone. He was on two phones, you know, and he was saying into both phones loudly and with some anger, "I don't care. Find me somebody who's got photographs of that bridge fire." He looked up at me and saw that I had two rolls of Tri-X in my hands. And he said, "What's that?" And I said, "Hang up the phones. I've got your bridge fire photos."
Bernard Rudberg gives a thorough account of how Conrail let the bridge fall into neglect. His account clearly outlines how the actions of the railroad company led to the harmful effects of the bridge fire in 1974.
It was a known fact that the bridge was very prone to having small fires. And when Conrail operated the bridge, and the amount of traffic across that bridge was slowly dwindling down, and the Maybrook Yard over in Maybrook was slowly getting smaller and smaller volumes of traffic, Conrail decided that basically they didn't need that bridge. They didn't. And there's all sorts of conspiracy theories about what happened to the bridge. But basically, they didn't fill up the sand barrels anymore, and they let the water pipes on the bridge freeze, so that they broke, and so they were no longer usable. And then they got rid of all the bridge patrols. So it was just a matter of time before the next time the bridge caught fire, it was going to go. That happened in May of 1974.